Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank the like button before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Stoic Indifference. Fausto Di Campo is the author of this book that teaches you basic mental discipline. They say that a mime is a terrible thing to waste, and so is your mind, especially when you fall in love and put your mental well-being into the hands of a woman. Think for yourself. Structure your thoughts and improve your critical thinking skills. Pick up a copy on Kindle or paperback today. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number 1, this woman like most is desperate for closure after a relationship ended. Then she took matters into her own hands and wrote a 1300-page essay of his behavior and mailed it to him, thinking that he has to respond. But he's just gonna throw it away without even reading it. If you dump a girl, never tell her why and never give her closure if she's a pain. Not knowing will torment her and give her baggage for many years to come. They never tell us why they dump us, and we don't owe them an explanation either. Up next is the difficult choice many female public school teachers face these days. They can either spew propaganda to encourage men to be with other men, or they can be with them in the parking lot, in a car, and eventually get caught and sent to prison. It's such a tough choice for them. It makes me wonder if they could get away with it to some extent if the guy's 18. Number 3, Black Pigeon Speaks called it when he said that before the Ukraine conflict started, that if Ukrainian women flooded the West, Western women would not be greeting them at train stations. Not only are they not supporting them, but they're also attacking them because they are competition for their men. Remember that if men weren't the prize, women would need to compete with each other. They're also looking at this woman and thinking, why isn't she ugly and haggard like we are? Moving on as a woman with herpes, and she's done being ashamed of it. My guess is when all of them have it, then it won't be shameful at all anymore. The problem is not herpes. The problem is she's probably not getting as much male attention as she used to, so she's going to make such outlandish statements. She won't be shamed for being an SLUT, but she's not done shaming the men out there that won't give her any attention. Number 5 is the different life expectancy between communism and capitalism in Eastern Europe. After the fall of communism, people began living 5 to 10 years longer there. But I guess that having a long and meaningful life is so bourgeois these days. But over the last 35 years, to gain that life expectancy, people have had to work harder and become increasingly miserable as a result. But in the end, I'll take capitalism in both its material and life expectancy wealth. Up next is a guy that's achieved cunk level 5000. He's included his wife's lover in their wedding photos. He says that cheating on him is part of her identity. Why do they always look like this? The bull ring is also a dead giveaway as well. The headline should read, Proud Beta Male Provider Accepts His Role as a Cuck. You know, this has the potential to be Destiny Part 2. Let's welcome him when he gets divorced and goes his own way. Number 7, Emily says that rabbits have lots of sex, and humans think it's cute. So why don't humans treat women the same way? Nick then mentions that rabbits also mate for life, and shames her in the most creative way for being an SLUT. But in actuality, they mate for life in captivity only, it seems. This female rabbit stood guard over her male partner even as he passed away and growled at anyone that came close. Are female humans this dedicated? Moving on, we have a woman that's furious because her church disowned her for divorcing her husband. Makes me wonder if the church is becoming based again, although it's probably not the Catholic Church. In the 1980s, society looked down upon divorced women as if they had leprosy or something. I'm glad to see that there are some churches out there that are keeping with the word and keeping with the faith. Number 9, Prawn can't kiss you, hold you, cry with you, or grow old with you. But remember, it also can't divorce you, cheat on you, and gaslight you. Not to mention it's also a couple of orders of magnitude cheaper than marriage. They should make posters like this about social media for women. Oh wait, activism only goes one way now, doesn't it? But spicy content requires nothing from me except being there to enjoy it. Up next is this progressive pro-choice woman running for Congress. And the only reason she can do this is because she was allowed to terminate a pregnancy at the age of 18. I'm sure there would be plenty of conservative guys that would have voted for her if she was a mother. It's also possible that you can run for Congress in the first place because your mother didn't have an abortion. Number 11, it looks like Amber Heard and Oprah are the most disliked celebrities of 2023, based on a public vote. Now, who could have seen Amber Heard being hated so much for being proven to make false allegations? She left for Spain and even the Spaniards seemed to have rejected her. I can't believe that the odds are pretty good that she had Elon's child. As for Oprah, she was handing out flames like cars in Hawaii. You get a fire and you get a fire and you get a fire. Here's another one that says Meghan Markle, Ellen DeGeneres, and Prince Harry are just as hated. Moving on, we have LeVar Burton, and he was upset recently to learn that he's descended from a Confederate soldier named James Henry Dixon. But if a white actor got upset about having a black great-grandfather, people would have viewed him as a literal Klansman, and his career would have been destroyed. A recent genetic study found that African Americans are 73% African and 24% European. I wonder what the other 4% is. But I thought that race was just a social construct. I don't know why he's even upset. Number 13, we have a woman that just said goodbye to her man on the picture on the left, and said hello to another man in the picture on the right. She didn't even waste any time as she's wearing the same outfit. Remember that if you're a soldier and overseas, it's probably 90%+ that you'll get cheated on. This is the main reason why many guys that get deployed end themselves when they get back home. Up next, we have a woman that's focused on building a relationship with God and being the best mother possible. Now that she's found God, she's going to remain celibate until someone puts a ring on it. You better step it up because I'm doing 100 miles an hour to get to her house right now. If she found God, how about she goes and finds the child's father as well? She also says that she's neurodivergent. Probably means that she's cray-cray. Number 15, we have a woke woman that says she's worried because her daughter doesn't want to ruin her life the way that she did. And she's scared because her daughter is choosing to go down a more traditional path because she met a guy in church. Ed goes to an Orthodox church and he's from a wealthy family. She thinks her daughter is going to ruin her life by becoming a trad wife. But traditionalism and female empowerment are basically the same thing. Moving on, the World Economic Forum now declares war on coffee, saying that people shouldn't drink more than 2 or 3 cups a year. The WEF is so hated for trying to control people's lives that this year, their theme was how to get trust back from the people out there. If people drink less coffee, then they won't be as productive. And that'll hurt the businesses of WEF members because coffee tells your mind that you're not actually tired. So you keep on working. Number 17, it seems that every decade the size of the family shrinks by one child, along with the size of the house. These days, there are couples in Canada renting rooms and basements together for $1,300 a month. Where will the 2030s take us? People living in a bunk bed pod while eating bugs and not having enough coffee to drink. Either that or living in stacked containers in the ocean. Also notice the clothing gets worse each decade as well. Up next, look at Lana Del Rey, as she stuns us with her new hairstyle. Better known as the pre-wall cuts. Isn't feminism just grand? Now, lady, you're gonna start facing dude problems. First, she put on a ton of weight, and now she's got that haircut that makes her look like an ugly dude. What's next? Is she gonna change her pronouns too? She reminds me of Spanky from The Little Rascals. Number 19, we have a woman that used a pointy object on her boyfriend 100 times, until he was ended, and all she got was 100 hours community service. The judge says she had no control over her actions because cannabis caused a mental breakdown. Imagine if a man had done this. He'd be going away for 100 years instead. But she looks just my type, and I know that I can fix her. Then again, this is just standard female justice. Two parallel justice systems. Moving on, we have an absolute tyrone that's just hosting a joint baby shower for 5 women that he impregnated at the same time. I bet he won't even pay for any of them, and they'll be fine with that. But just imagine all the child support money he's never going to pay. Instead, I'm guessing they'll be living off our tax dollars most likely. Also, please tell me that women aren't sharing the same man when you see proof like this staring you in the face. Number 21, we have Madonna supposedly aging backwards as she shows off flexing her muscles. Look at how youthful her right hand is. At this point, it's absolutely ridiculous that we can see the terrible truth, but journalists are so cowardly that they have to say, "You're gorgeous, queen. You slay." If I was Madonna and I read this, I would see it as patronizing. Also, what idiot would pay to watch her in concert at this point? Always watch a recording of a concert before deciding to buy her tickets. Here's what she used to look like. Up next, it's getting crazy out there. On one side, the government is printing and stealing money from you through inflation. And on the other side, they're collecting on average 30% of your income. If you take both forms of taxation into account, then on average, they're taking 50 to 60% of your annual income. If you've got $500,000 in cash savings, add all the gas, property, and other taxes, and it's closer to 70 or 80%. Does this second one make sense? He won't do anything to you. He's just trying to save you from the pit of hell. Number 23, we have Lexi, a virtual AI girlfriend, and she's making $30,000 a month from lonely men. Someone says this will destroy society. It's probably women that are saying that. But in reality, it's just going to destroy the incomes of lonely fools models. Because AI will probably put them in their place, but I suspect that simps will still support them. But not enough simps to make a living doing online content. Moving on, when guys say they want a cute goth girl, they picture the girl on the left. But when they go out looking for her, they see the woman on the right. Look at her whole body, though. The girl on the left looks like she's desaturated all of her skin, and it's not just makeup. Also, be careful because the girl on the right has bangs that look too short, and that's a danger sign that a feminist has been spotted. Number 25 and the last one, 8% of Americans say they could beat a lion in a fistfight, and all of them are probably women. Then again, if you took away the lion's teeth and claws, it might actually be winnable. Regardless, good luck trying. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so that new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below, and that's about it. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.